Burbank.
Well, Max, headquarters.
Headquarters.
Chaos.
An audio magazine to be read with the ear.
Thursday nights at 11.
I saw this eye, so I removed the other eye.
Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy.
A cheerful change from the humdrum morning fare.
We didn't come from monkeys, you atheistic pinko meathead.
Oh, Mr. President, hey, oh, hey.
Thank you, Mr. Bale.
Every Thursday night on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I'm beginning to feel like a nut.
That's small.
Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go so that you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible.
this one's 20 years. What do they vote?
We'll be right back. if I have to be violent, I don't have a problem with it either. It's tough.
We'll be right back. You are listening to CITR FM 101.9, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia. Name of this show is Caught in the Red, heard here every Tuesday from 10 until midnight. And the show was kicked off thanks to my buddy Alec there from Salario Minimo with a whole whack of Turbo Negro, because I was running behind. Apologies for saying, but I'm sure that you all dug the Turbo Negro. Retox is the name of the album, of course. And we kicked the show off properly with The Creeper by The Ventures, of course, followed by a whole whack of instrumentals. We heard two from the Strummin' Mental series. We heard The Trade Winds with Gotcha and The Breakers with Jetstream. And that was followed by, as promised last week, 13 Ghosts. The band 13 Ghosts doing their surf tribute to the Misfits. As a matter of fact, on this outing, they're referring to themselves as 13 Crimson Ghosts. Of course, in honor of the Misfits mascot, the Crimson Ghost. Yeah, we heard all sorts of great surf instrumental covers of Misfits tunes, including the likes of 20 Eyes, Hollywood Babylon, Ghoul's Night Out, etc. Fantastic stuff. Just love it. That was followed by the Misfits themselves. We heard from the Static Age album, we heard Teenagers from Mars, Come Back, and TV Casualty. And that was followed by a bit of a Halloween hangover from Satan's Pilgrims of Portland, Oregon, from their Creature Feature album on Estrus Records. We heard the title track, Creature Feature. And that was followed by the Hex Dispensers of Austin, Texas, with The Crone. We just heard the Hex Dispensers doing The Crone. The Hex Dispensers have a split 7-inch out with Haunted George, who we'll hear from a bit later in the program. All right, all sorts of groovy things coming up, out and about, both here in Vancouver and elsewheres. I shall turn my eye, which rests atop a pyramid here out at UBC, around the globe, and inform you of some great happenings going on. First up, tomorrow in Seattle, Washington, at the Funhouse, of course, the gig that most of you have waited for ages for. King Kong and Barbecue are going to be tearing it up at the Funhouse in Seattle, Washington, on Wednesday night. Wouldn't you know, I completely miscued this thing. All right, let's try this again. King Kong and Barbecue. Oh, yeah. King Kong and Barbecue, taken from their album on Goner. The King Kong and Barbecue show are going to be appearing tomorrow night at the Funhouse in Seattle, Washington. And I've got some breaking news here. I've got a APB for the FBI. This is a message from King Kong himself. Quote, "Hey, everybody in the Bay Area." That's San Francisco, of course. "Someone stole my guitar. It was a Thomas guitar, very banged up, but still beautiful. Probably not worth much in a pawn shop. It was a black sunburst guitar with big metal plates on the front. I really love this guitar, so if anyone spots it in the Bay Area, please let me know. It was my favorite guitar, and I want it back. Help! If you see it in a pawn shop, or your friend suddenly has a banged-up Thomas guitar and is bragging to everybody about how cool it is, please steal it back. There is a prize involved for the one who can find it. A very nice prize. Your sad buddy, King Kong." Yes, do not steal from musicians. Do not steal from anyone, but in particular, do not steal from musicians. Karma will bite you in the ass like you would not believe. So here's hoping King Kong gets his Thomas brand guitar back. We'll play one more.
night before Christmas and all through the castle. My monsters were having a Yuletide hassle. The tree was all trimmed in foolish things like wolfman's fangs and vampire wings.
It was a monster's holiday,
but they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday,
didn't act like good monsters should.
It was a monster's holiday,
they found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's holiday,
they planned to rob Santa's sleigh. They were making a list and checking it twice. Frankenstein wanted a shiny new trike, a new chain for Yanish, a brace for Igor's back, a shaver for the Wolfman, a new cape for Drac.
It was a monster's holiday,
but they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday,
didn't act like good monsters.
It was a monster's holiday,
they found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's holiday,
they planned to rob Santa's sleigh. The mummy was to signal from the castle roof at the very first sound of a reindeer's hoof. The Santa slid down the chimney wall. The zombies were to make off with sleigh all. From beyond the moat there rose such a clatter, I jumped to the window to see what was the matter. Like a bolt of lightning, it happened so quick. There in our midst stood old Saint Nick.
It was a monster's holiday,
yeah, but they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday,
didn't act like good monsters should.
It was a monster's holiday,
they found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's
they
holiday,
they planned to rob Santa's sleigh. But he began to dig down deep in his sack and came up with the traction for Igor's back. Drac got his cape, Frankie promised to behave, and the Wolfman was happy. Now he can shave.
It was a monster's holiday,
and all ended well.
It was a monster's holiday,
Santa was really swell.
It was a monster's holiday,
no need to rob Santa's son.
It was a monster's holiday,
maybe next year he'll come back. Now, you monsters, what do you think of Santa? Wasn't he great? Remember, he's the one you wanted to bait. He brought you happiness and cheer, and wished you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Now, wait a minute, Mommy. What did you think of Santa? Mommy Dunn told me when I was in Band-Aid that he was the greatest. Yes, he was the greatest. And a Merry Christmas to everybody. And you remember, there's going to be a full moon.
Last night at the museum, they were searching for a trace of the thief who stole the mummy's bracelet from its case. And now tonight the mummy's curse is on his thieving head, for the mummy's come to life, awakened from the dead.
Give me my bracelet back.
The thief who stole the mummy's bracelet gave it to his love, and now tonight she wears it while the full moon's up above. But as she dances in his arms, a chill is in her veins. She seems to hear a ghostly voice echo this refrain.
Give me my bracelet back.
At last the dance is over, it's time to say goodnight. Her lover sees her to the door, she holds him very tight. She whispers, please don't leave me. Then upon the stairs, their blood runs cold because they see the mummy standing there.
Give me my bracelet back.
The mummy, he stretched out his hand to take the bracelet back, and where his fingers touched the flesh, it began to crack. Then right before her lover's eyes, she turned to stone. At least that's what they told him when they took him to the home.
I got my bracelet.
people are beaten. Throw their claps to the tenor lads on blue. Blue Egypt, blue. Blue Egypt, blue. Blue Egypt, blue. Blue Egypt on the now, never die.
You're listening to CITR FM 101.9. It's just gone 11:30 on a Tuesday night. And, yeah, some rockin' stuff there. We kicked off with Haunted George, I believe. Yeah, actually, no, we were finishing off, I should say, with King Khan and Barbecue, who are playing in Seattle, Washington, tomorrow at the Funhouse with guests the fucking Eagles. And I'm kind of bummed that they're not playing here in Vancouver. What is up with that? Yeah, following King Khan and Barbecue, who used to live on my floor, we heard Haunted George with Bone Cat, and we heard two more from Haunted George. We heard the title track of his album on Hooker Crook Records called Pile O' Meat, and we also heard one called The Hangman. And King Khan and Barbecue had Haunted George opening for them down in Los Angeles on this tour. So for those of you who are making the trek to Seattle on Wednesday, have a wonderful time. I'm sure it's going to be amazing. Yeah, following Haunted George, I actually played something by accident. Played a Christmas novelty horror song, which is appropriate because I find the whole Christmas holiday pretty horrific in and of itself. We heard Lon Chaney with A Monster Holiday. And that was followed by Lee Ross with The Bracelet, a tale of a mummy wanting his bracelet back. And that was followed by a group, appropriately enough, called The Pharaohs, taken from their album on Nervous Records called Blue Egypt. We heard the title track. That came out way back in 1986. And they were a neo rockabilly band from the Essex area of England. And yeah, just to describe this album cover here, they definitely had the 80s rockabilly thing going on. It was wearing like checked shirts and peg pants and wedge haircuts. One of them actually, this album cover has been hand tinted, and one of them looks like he's got a splotch of mustard for hair. So yeah, contemporaries of the Pharaohs were a group called the Guanabats, who are still active to this day. As a matter of fact, they are flying from, they're now based in L.A. They are flying from L.A. to Europe this weekend and playing in Europe this week, as well as a gig at Dingwall's Dance Hall in London, in Camden Town there, which I know quite a few people who are going to, and I'm envious. I wish I was there myself. So just for kicks, I thought I'd play a live recording of the Guanabats. This was recorded back in September of 1984 at the Clubfoot at the Clarendon Hotel Ballroom in Hammersmith, England. You're listening to CITR. Was not expecting that to happen. Let's try this again. All right, evidently there's a rip in the time-space continuum here. I'll try another track out and see if that works. Failing that, we'll just have to, teleport ourselves to London this Saturday.
Including lyrics only they can understand.
Imagine your possessions. I wonder if you can.
Three blind mice. They all ran after the farmer's wife who cut off their... with a carving knife.
All that noise. All that noise.
Getting back to the music that has come to me from another planet.
With the Cork Radio with Bite. I mean, that doesn't bite. On CITR 101.9, Vancouver.
Thanks for listening.
Let's make rock and roll! First, we need a drummer to give us the beat. Now, we need an electric bass guitar to boom out the low notes. Then we need a regular electric guitar playing some simple chords. to sing the word.
We gon' loogie doogie sapphire.
And some adults to say, what's that noise? They call that music?
I'm getting a terrible headache.
Now we've got rock and roll.
Hey, Mama, you seen him, you dug him. Now here he is with the beat that's sweet and the jive that's alive. Your very own muchacho.
Third Time's the Charm every Tuesday morning, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Set the place to go.
Thank you.
Cowboy and the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was low. We both started taking slow. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't undo a fucking belt.
To get the bell loose.
Oh, we hold my hell to crash. The fucking bell's the wind burn. Who's playing the radio? No, we're digging a place to go.
Oh,
Riot, we just heard from Season of Nightmares from Seattle, Washington. They're playing here in Vancouver this Friday at Pat's Pub with guests the Zip Guns. That's this Friday at Pat's Pub. Okay, my third eye atop the pyramid shows me that there is a gig in New York City, an all-ages show. I believe it's tomorrow, yes. No, actually, no, not tomorrow. It's next Wednesday, so the Wednesday after tomorrow. We're going to hear two of the bands that are playing it, The Launderettes and Hell on Heels. Here are The Launderettes with Oh, Something I Want to Do.
Let's apply how I wish that you were mine.
All right. Just a few more announcements before I'm out of here. You heard from the Laundrettes with I Wanna Jump Your Bones, and we also heard Hell on Heels. They're playing together in New York City next Wednesday at the Hawaiian Tropic Zone All Ages Show. Okay, there's a couple of gigs in Vancouver you should know about. Thursday night at the Morrissey, it is the Morrissey's 8-year anniversary party with guests The Pack. The Pack are playing at the Morrissey this coming Thursday. And this Friday at the Railway Club, it's Rich Hope and his Evildoers with guests The Manipulators. All right, I'll see you all next week for another edition of Caught in the Red. And next week's edition of Caught in the Red is the 10th year anniversary of the Caught in the Red show. So, Lord only knows what that's going to be like. Hope to see you.